It's Monday on DGS. Dave out. He'll be back a week from today, but I'm not going anywhere. I heard somebody say that today.
What happened?
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh,
let me help you.
I thought
I'm not going anywhere.
I thought
there's a bug on you.
Yeah, bug on you.
I thought you were saying that people were asking you to go with Dave.
Oh yeah, no.
And I, okay.
No. I just saw it on the screen, and
I'm not leaving.
I Ron Burgundy'd it.
Okay.
Like,
am I going anywhere?
Yeah, you got a bug on you.
I got a bug on you.
That might be my favorite.
I love that one.
And the best is the lady just goes, oh, thanks.
She's like, oh, thanks. That might be, like, not even in an ironic way, just like my favorite thing that's happened in presidential politics.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, he looking out for the little guy.
He could have been like, ooh, there's a bug there. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, the problem was he touched her, too. That was, didn't he brush it off of
yeah,
her? And he's
exactly.
like,
well,
you got a bug on you. It's like, well, don't do that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If there is a bug on your shoulder, do you want a person to take care of it for you, or do you want to have to deal with it yourself?
I do. It's just with Biden has the reputation of like, oh, he's always got his hand all over people and sniffing people's hair. If I were him, I would have just abstained from brushing the bug off of her. I just thought that, like, that was a good strategic move to avoid that, but
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He's probably thinking, oh, I've probably done that.
You know, you just flick the bug.
If he had flicked the bug, that would have been different.
You think that would have been different? I think it might have been different.
It shows a level of dexterity.
He's nimble.
Also,
he's
nimble.
And you're minimizing contact, right?
Yeah, because technically if you flick the bug, you never even touch her.
You can if you're good.
Yeah, you could not touch the person, the bug.
The problem with the bug flicking is if you do it too hard, you could crush it.
That's
and then,
true.
And there's schmutz all over the shirt.
You have to have a good approach angle.
Yeah, because if you crush the bug, now there's bug guts.
And also, if you miss a little bit, it could end up a flick, which sometimes can hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was a nice thing
to do. You guys
do
that to each other in kit, like when you're teenagers?
What?
Like just go around and we used to call it the thud. You get it right in the back of the neck.
Yeah, I was a child once.
I don't like that at all.
Amy and Rachel looking at me like I'm an alien. They're like, no.
I don't like getting flicked or hit.
No.
Like when you're not, and especially when you're not expecting it, and especially like on your face or head. Like if someone flicked the back of my head, that would hurt. And it's very unsettling.
It was two spots that were targeted. It was the back of the neck and then the ear. That's where we would hit
each other.
The ear.
Oh, that's mean.
The ear reminds me of a wet willy, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to a person.
Those are pretty gross. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Those are pretty gross. But you guys did that? We used to call it thumping.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I was a child. I grew up in the 80s and 90s.
The two ladies in the room were like...
I feel like I remember the boys doing that to each other, but
I think I still do it. I think every time I walk out of the studio and Frank Ladd, the morning producer, is there, I flick his ear.
You do. You're a little Biden-esque too. You're always touching people. Like, like you walk by Michael Calhoun and he's a serious news person.
He's a newsman.
And he's working, and you like flick his shoulder or like point at his computer. It's very disruptive.
Well, I just want him to know that I see him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to see him.
He doesn't want to be seen by you.
You would save him if there was a bug on him, right?
Oh, for sure. Well, it depends on what it looks like. If it's one of those big, gross bugs, I would...
Oh, no?
What if it were a roach, a big old cockroach?
I'd get a paper towel.
Ew.
Well, I'm not going to smash it on his shirt, but I don't want to touch the cockroach.
A paper towel is not enough protection against a cockroach.
Will you touch any bug?
Yeah, probably. I've gotten
any bug
worse.
Bare hands.
No, do you mean like any or like is there a bug with your bare hands?
Is there a limit?
Is there
like
any
if there's a fly,
like,
I can swat a fly.
I think flies are the grossest.
They're gross.
They're technically the grossest. Yeah.
I heard every time they land, they throw up. Also,
is that true?
It is true.
I don't know, but
have you seen like
that too?
The way they hold their hands is like they're planning something. They land and then they rub their hands back and forth like a hair.
I'm gonna poop on this guy.
Have you seen them? They go like this. Like,
I've only got an hour to live. What am I gonna do with it?
It's an evil plan. No, I've gotten worse with bugs. I used to be very brave. Like, I could literally pick up, catch, kill any bug with my bare hand, and now I am very wimpy.
You guys want a fly fact?
Yeah.
Yes.
Flies do vomit on food when they land on it.
Ew.
That's, I've heard that.
And they do that because that's how they can, they don't have teeth, so that's how they soften it up to bite
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
Amy, you were right.
I know.
I
know about throwing up. I think it's gross, and I try to avoid all things that involve it.
Puke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to close my eyes when it happens in movies, otherwise I'll get sick. Mm. I have to close my eyes.
It's pretty gross.
Rachel, it seems like you would get grossed out by bugs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them. I can touch like a lightning bug or like a caterpillar.
But you would let it land in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually try to catch the lightning bugs.
Okay.
Those are very nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like spiders and stuff. No, thank you.
Hmm. Did you ever have those psychopathic friends that would catch the lightning bugs and then
take off the lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
I did not, but those people are just, you're something wrong with you.
They make like a ring out
of this. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Something wrong with you.
I think all my friends did that growing up. We also, like, you could also hit them with bats, like a wiffle ball bat.
What
if you hit them, and then they would light up and go,
I was just thinking.
Which is so cruel now that I think about it.
Just when Twitter was going through the thing when Elon first took over and everybody thought it was going to go away completely, somebody posted a thread and it said, leave your favorite tweets of all time here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one I just thought about it the other day. It was a guy who said, I don't know, but me and my friends would have beaten E.T. with hammers. I can tell you that. That was the only tweet.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my gosh.
I mean, that's not nice.
No, it's not.
You know, sometimes kids are not nice. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Kids are violent.
No, they're not always. They're not always, but every so often.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Not nice. Ask the question, Amy.
So I asked this last week because it's going to sound judgy.
Oh,
but it's not judgy,
okay? Shamey.
All of us would have thought the same thing because I don't care how nice of a person you are. If you are, I was on vacation last week sitting by the pool.
Uh-huh.
You're lying there for hours at a time. You're just observing everybody who comes into the pool. So there was a couple. And I know.
Hey, before you finish your question, I just want everybody to take a bet. Okay.
let's wager on
I
what
want
she
to know
judged.
What each person, the likelihood of whether or not the thing she's about to ask you is judging.
98%.
98%
judging. 100%. What are you talking about?
I'm only going to give it like 30% because she started the story by saying she's not
Amy,
being
proceed.
Judgy.
Go ahead, Amy.
Hey, and Andrew, you would have thought the same thing, even if it is judging.
We're going to be judging your judginess.
Stop yelling.
Okay, so a woman walks in, and she's strikingly attractive. Like, when someone walks in and they have a perfect body and...
never mind. I'm on Amy's side. I like this story.
Waist length, white blonde hair. You know, the white blonde, like waist length, like wavy white blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
And probably...
Andrew, don't make it weird.
Not all natural.
Easy, Joe.
Because probably about like 30% of her body weight was in her bikini top. So like most likely not all natural. But wanted to be seen because... did you? And I would want to be seen too, probably. But like, you know, like a bright neon bikini, right? And then like this bright neon pink hat and then big sunglasses and very blingy. And very like, whoa, she's very fit and attractive. And then do you know like Kevin Malone from The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kind of like that, only like Kevin is nicer looking. Like he has a nicer face and everything with a guy who I don't know. Just kind of like Kevin Malone / Chris Farley, but mean. Like at least Kevin Malone and Chris Farley seem like they are funny and nice. And he never smiled. He had mean, like bad guy sunglasses on. I don't know, like the.
So you weren't judging him, but he was wearing bad guy mean sunglasses.
Yes.
Okay.
Define mean sunglasses.
I don't know, like.
So you want to know what she was doing with him?
Well, and let me just say this.
I'm starting to think Amy doesn't know what judging means.
What did I tell you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing.
Like, how's the big fat guy with the hot girl?
No, we saw them 3 days in a row, and here's the thing.
Fat people don't deserve love.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, but here's what makes it worse. He never smiled. She never smiled. They never talked. They never looked happy. We saw them 3 days in a row. She would walk in. He would walk in. Occasionally, she would sit on his lap. But they never talked or smiled. And they looked so unhappy. And, like, he looks like he could kill someone. So at first, before the she would, like, sit on his lap, we thought, well, maybe it's like a bodyguard type situation because it was so businesslike. But that's it. That's the end of the story.
So those of us that wager the judge.
They don't look happy. They didn't look like they were in love. Like, if you were on vacation with your partner, would you not talk or smile at least once?
Well, maybe, stoked to be there.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. How do you, but, I mean, people do fight sometimes.
For 3 days in a row at the pool and still go to the pool and drink.
I mean, maybe more drinking.
That's exactly why you go to the pool.
So I told this to another group of friends, and they said she was paid.
So nobody's judging.
You judge. Yeah, all right.
Like, this guy's clearly got to pay for the hot girl.
What did I tell you?
But they weren't happy. It, like, I don't think I would even brought this up if they talked like a normal couple. Every other person at the club at the pool would at least talk occasionally or smile or pretend like we're at least on vacation.
You stared at them long enough.
So apparently Masonger said, he's like, oh my gosh. You stare so bad. And I'm like, no, I'm not staring. I was like, my sunglasses are on.
I'm not staring. I'm just trying to figure out everything going on in their lives and why they're acting.
Sunglasses on.
What is this hot lady doing with this dope, with this ugly,
well, first of all,
ugly buffoon?
She wanted to be stared at.
I'm not judging.
He's got bad guy sunglasses.
He did have bad guy sunglasses. But first of all, she wanted to be stared at because, I mean, she was gorgeous and definitely was very, very proud of how she looked. And I will say, it was arresting. I was like, whoa. That lady is something else. What's she doing with him?
Why is she with the angry sunglasses guy?
He just looked mean. I don't know.
Just for future reference.
You think she knows he's fat?
That's not even it, Andrew.
Maybe it's a reverse shallow Hal, you know? But anytime Amy prefaces a story with, I'm
she
not
sees
judging,
him as Chris Evans.
Just 100% of the time it's judgy.
It was just a very odd couple, but I think what highlighted the oddness, which I've said over and over
what
again,
highlighted the oddness was the girl
smile.
Across the pool staring at them.
Do you think they probably, maybe they were
the girl with binoculars.
Do you think that they're at their places of work today going, there was this lady that would not stop watching us at the pool. We started talking and it was like so awkward. We just sat there quietly.
It's possible they were so uncomfortable by you staring at them that they weren't talking because they didn't know what to do.
We went to this pool to get like a little bit of privacy. And I actually think that Chris is closer to right than he might realize. I went to a restaurant with my wife not that long ago.
And there was this
couple next, and we were seated like uncomfortably close to this other couple, and the guy kept like looking over at us, and it got to the point where we just ate in silence because it was like, I feel like everything I say is getting picked up by this couple over here.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, that
I don't
wasn't
want
it. They were far away.
Them to be a part of the conversation. And I'm sure that guy's like, he looks like Kevin from The Office, but mean.
No, but yeah, it was just like,
he had bad guy sunglasses.
Yeah, honestly, we're not having this conversation if at least one time they talk or smile. It made me wonder, like, what's going on with those two?
You may have weirded them out, Amy.
Maybe. Yeah. But I stared at a lot of other people, and they were having a great time.
If this is the volume you were talking about, the Matt, they definitely knew that you were doing it.
Mason Jar has to keep going. Stop it! Stop staring!
You are so socially awkward.
All right, it's Monday on DGS. Dave out for the week. He's out in Colorado. Successful trip. Hopefully the completion is successful as well.
Yeah.
Nobody gets sick, nobody gets hurt, that kind of thing. Cause you guys ever been sick on vacation?
Oh, knock on wood, I don't think so.
Have you?
No.
Yeah, I got it once. I got food poisoning once in Florida, and boom.
That was because you ate fish that had been out for 10 hours.
I did. We had it was my mom's 75th birthday, and we made big meal, like steaks and salmon and crab cakes and all this. And it was just out because everybody was eating. There was 30 people there. And I went back for seconds, but like 5 hours later, and it was the fish. And
everybody knows not to do that.
I know, but it seemed like a good idea at the time, and it was not a good idea. It was awful, and I spent the next 2 days, you know.
I empathize. I would do that.
Yeah.
Would?
It happens to the best
for
of
fish?
Us.
For fish? Seafood. You'd go up and get seafood that's been out for 5 hours.
I am not as stringent with seafood as a lot of people.
Well, it wasn't still on the counter. Like, it was out for a long time, and then things got put away, and then I went back and...
Yeah. Like, I would eat shrimp that's been out for an hour, a couple hours. A lot of people wouldn't.
Well, I mean, those shrimp cocktail
ice,
things
usually.
Will sit... Yeah, right. It would be on ice. That's exactly right.
Or just, like, out.
But I guess the moral of the story is being sick on vacation really sucks.
I don't think it's ever happened to me, but I don't take vacations because I care about work too much.
Okay.
I do. I care about myself.
Like, I don't take vacations because I got to spend those extra days with my family in Chicago.
Honestly, stop it. I really...
Have you ever been to a beach?
Yeah.
That's a great
What do you
the last
do
time
on
I
the
went,
beach?
Do you wear the hat and jacket?
He's just on his phone.
Yes, I wear the hat.
I know. I don't, like, you wear the hat and glasses and the zip up. What do you do? I can't even picture you on the beach.
Yeah. I went to Florida. We were in Clearwater.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a child or an adult?
I was visiting a friend in Tampa.
Yeah,
and then we went to
Clearwater. Beach is nice.
Which is like 40 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Tampa or to Clearwater. And it just absolutely poured the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the beach when it's sunny?
Long time ago.
What did you
but
do?
But as an adult.
As
like
an adult.
Grown person.
As an adult, no.
Really?
No, the last time I went somewhere that was like warm for a vacation was Orlando.
And okay, no beaches in Orlando.
So we just hung out at the pool. There was there was no beach there.
So if you could take a week-long vacation somewhere not St. Louis, would you just go to Chicago or New York?
I haven't been to New York in a while. If I can go anywhere, I would really like to go to London or Dublin, one of the tourist places.
Like a city.
Start there. Yeah, because I've never been over there to Europe, and I'm very fascinated by cities like that. I want to see what they look like. I've seen the big clock
look,
in
kids.
A picture.
Look, kids. Parliament. All right, a weird little short day today on a Monday. And by weird, I mean amazing, because there's Cardinals baseball coming your way in a little bit. 3:05 for the first pitch in D.C., so this is the... fourth game in the wraparound series, and the Cardinals have taken two of the first three, so 3:05 first pitch. That means pregame starts at 2:10, and that means we are all done at 2 o'clock when the news starts. Well, you guys would have been done anyway, Amy and Ronch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're glad we can help carry you.
Thank you.
to the finish line.
Appreciate it.
It's a tough day for you.
Yeah.
Without your guys' help.
You call me judgy.
Yeah.
I call it content for the 1 o'clock hour. That's what you got there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good thing she's like this,
good
huh?
Thing she's, yeah, good thing she likes to shame
Listen,
other people and judge them.
If you have sunglasses on, they can't tell you're staring. Mason Jar disagrees. He thinks it looks very obvious.
I mean, when your head is turned in the direction of those people all the time, yeah.
You're not discreet.
Yeah, you're not very
you're
subtle,
not one of those
Amy.
People.
I'm picturing Amy like tilting the sunglasses down to get a better look.
You know, I only did that a couple times.
You know, like some people would be like, they stare straight ahead, but then just like underneath your eyes would turn. Amy's just turning her head. Yeah.
And then she points, too.
Yeah.
She probably like,
it's like those
Mason,
people.
You see those,
they
right
don't
there,
think
Mason.
I'm pointing at them. They think I'm pointing at the pool.
Mason. I could have been pointing at the whole resort.
Look at that. Look at that hot lady with that really fat guy. What do you think that's all about?
No, pointing I said, why the whole aren't time. They smiling?
Ew.
No, I'm not in terribly discreet.
really?
I'm not like, I don't realize
Amy,
facial
you're not
expressions.
Slick.
No.
Ronji is slick with that. You're smooth about how you would do those things.
Yeah, pretty
if you were going to stare at someone and judge at them, they'd never know it.
Oh, totally.
That's because all you do is stare and judge.
And?
That's why he wears the hat and glasses.
Yep. It's perfect.
Like a spy.
Oh, man. What do you think Andrew's doing back there? Do you think he's working?
Sure. Yeah, I do.
It's weird, right? Talking to Wheels and Rachel and me and Andrew, who's directly behind you, and you can't see him at all. It's just a voice coming from behind the glass.
Nobody told you to sit there, Chris.
This is what
said anywhere.
This is what the voice in my head sounds like is Andrew. Can you imagine if that was your internal monologue guy?
Oh my gosh.
Was that Andrew? And I don't mean like the promo, you're listening to the voice of St. Louis, Andrew. I mean like this one.
The arguing about hot dog there. Voice.
A lot of times when we're in the back office and it's Andrew and Ranj talking, I'd be like, this is what it would feel like if you have, you know, you have the angel and the devil on your shoulder, but you just have two devils and they just hate each other. That's what it's like. There's just the two devils on each shoulder just arguing and you're like, oh my gosh.
I don't hate Andrew. He just has a really stupid face.
Speaking of Amy in the office, I tried to talk to Amy like 5 times today, and she completely ignored me every time.
No, I was watching the clock. I thought I was late the second time that you tried to talk to me because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm late. I just don't know what to tell you. It was a clock
convincing.
thing.
Very convincing.
So what are you guys doing today?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Probably going to watch the game. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. Baseball's on.
Yeah. Cardinals and the Nationals.
Did you know you can listen to the Cardinals games on the free Odyssey app?
I know. I do that all the time. That's how I stream
it's
it.
It's so great.
I listen to John and Rick while I watch.
It sounds great on the app.
It sounds really good. Rachel, are you still playing tennis?
I am. I played this morning for a little bit, actually.
That's awesome. So I started playing again.
Oh, cool.
For the first time since like, well, no, for the first time since like
do not
high school.
The challenge.
Throw it down.
No.
But it's
the
my first. No, but like I want to take a lesson to remind, because in my head, I'm like, well, this is how you do it. And then whatever my body's doing is not the right thing, you know, because and so have you taken lessons?
I have not. I've considered like buying a, it's just like so expensive to, you have to buy like 6 of them at a time.
And then,
well, where I was looking, I'm sure there are like independent people who will do like 2 or 3 lessons or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I am very, I was just telling Wheels earlier and Andrew, I'm really struggling with like, if I had to take a written test, I would ace it. It's connecting that with my body.
You should take lessons from Ranji.
Maybe.
I bet he'd book 1 or 2. He's not big on commitment.
I can't hit a backhand anymore.
Yeah. Although I do like the idea of competing in sports, but it's the written test version.
Yeah, exactly. I would do so well.
I dive to the left with my right knee hitting the ground. Oh,
good job. You made the play.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as far
I do.
As like, this is what you should be doing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know that. It's just, and I can like do all the shadow work kind of, but then whenever it's time for when the ball is coming at me, I'm like, I'm not doing it right. And it's very frustrating.
This whole time I've been imagining Amy as a really old person watching you play tennis and then have her sit next to somebody and go, well, she's not very good, is she? Real loud while you're playing.
Why do old people do that, by the way?
I don't know. They don't realize where they are and how loud they're talking. That is so going to be
you. If you want to have a really interesting experience, go watch a movie at the Plaza Frontenac Theater in the middle of each movie. Who's that? Rob? What?
Just the old people.
What did he say? The whole time.
I've never been in that theater.
Oh, you should go.
Cool. It's a nice little theater, but yeah, the clientele is prone to ask questions during the middle of the movie.
Really?
It's so sweet,
so
though.
Perfect. That is so
We watched
perfect.
The Last Lions, which was one of the saddest documentaries ever about lions. But there was this older couple, which like, is that the baby? That's, and they're like yelling across the aisle. That's not the one we saw. Or, and you're like, shh. What did he say?
Amy, that is so going to be you.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be Amy.
Probably in like 4
you'll
years.
You'll be at the pool and you'll be like, why is she with him?
Those aren't real. She's floating and her arms aren't moving.
I don't think I've seen them smile once.
Wow. He's got mean guy sunglasses.
Wow. Amy, you'll be talking about the waiter in front of the waiter.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what the hell she's doing.
He's slow, isn't he? He didn't write anything down.
Why didn't he write it
down?
Oh,
my God.
That bothers me, too, though. I hate to be one of those people. When they don't write it down and it's a complicated thing, I'm like, oh, man, how's this going to go?
And then how often does it work out?
I mean, usually.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Most of the time.
So did you write them down?
Yeah, well, it depended. I was
never
a bad
did.
Waiter.
Yeah, I never wrote them down, but I was good at
didn't?
It, though.
Nope.
Never. Oh, I would write it down and forget. I would still forget. I mean, I can't remember anything. So anyway.
Well, yeah, I was not a great waiter. I would come by a lot and ask if they needed something.
That makes you a great waiter.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I was
thinking. He'd go, do you need anything? And he'd walk away before they answered.
But see, that's the problem. There's a second part to asking.
Yeah.
Second part's the following through.
Yeah.
What do you need?
What's the worst screw up you ever made waiting tables? Because I got mine right off the top of my head.
I got two, but one of them, I don't think I screwed up in either case, really.
It was
the customer's fault. The customer's never wrong. That's not true. So I brought I think I told you guys this one. I brought, these two women came in for lunch and they ordered soda, like Diet Pepsi or whatever. And I brought them, they were those big glasses, Amy's water jug here. And I put them down and I said, I'll be back in a moment. And the lady said, as I'm walking away, she goes, Chris, and she points at the cup, and there's a cockroach.
Oh, no.
About an inch or an inch and a half long on the side of the cup.
Oh,
God. And she said, I think we're going to leave. And I said, I do not blame you.
There was that one. I will be leaving with you.
I just didn't see the roach.
Yeah. That's not great.
I didn't see that one. And there's another time a lady complained at the end that I didn't bring them coleslaw or something, even though I came by multiple times and said, is there anything you're missing? Is there anything you need?
They just wanted free stuff.
So then I told her, look, I know you're not going to tip me. Just pay the blanking check and get out. And then she said, I would like to speak to your manager. And I said, you're okay. Fine, I will. And I went and got Mike. His name was Mike.
Mike.
I said, Mike, I just told table 110 to go blank themselves. And he went,
all right.
And then I said, you're okay, fine, I will.
Did he grab the little gift card right then and there? Just like, yeah.
I know he comped something, but not the whole thing. And then I yelled at him for doing it. I'm like, why'd you comp them? They were being jerks.
Yeah, they did it to get comped.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. That's why you save a complaint.
You save it for the end
because you want something free.
Yeah, you eat everything, you do everything. And even if the waiter comes by and says, do you have everything you need?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you need? And they're like, nope, we're good. And then at the very end, you file your complaint, trying to get something for free. And you should never get to go at a restaurant again.
Yeah, we got everything free for me. And it was a table of eight. Because I spilled the entire tray of drinks all over everybody.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well.
Like the whole thing all over the table and everybody got it.
Yeah, everybody. That's
it was like my it was like
good.
My first week at the restaurant.
Did you get in trouble?
I don't remember. Probably not, because they didn't like firing people because then they had to train someone and replace them.
Oh, that's
yeah.
We'll just hope the spill guy gets
better. Had enough turnover after that, but I was holding back the laughter so hard. Like, I'm trying to stop the, I'm like cleaning up and
hold
like,
on. You mean there's no part of you that felt bad in the moment? Like, oh,
I
God.
Mean, I'm sure I did, but it was also funny. It was just water. It wasn't
anything
bad.
I don't believe that you weren't more terrified in that moment than anything else.
I mean,
that had to have been your predominant thought.
I don't remember it being that way, but it might have been. It's a long time ago.
No waiter has ever dumped an entire tray of drinks on an entire table. And
I mean,
said,
I'm sure at some level I felt bad about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that happened at the beginning of the meal, and then they got their whole meal comped?
Yeah.
That's
the manager
crazy.
Came out, and he's just like, I don't know if it was everything, but it was a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot. They got basically a free meal.
They said if it makes you feel any better, the waiter does not feel bad.
I think he said something like,
he's almost laughing.
He said it was really funny and great, and he's glad he did it.
I think he's not
troubled by it at all. And he's not nervous that I'm going to fire him the slightest either.
They did take me off the table after
he
that.
He fears absolutely no consequences of any kind.
Like, we're gonna give that one to Annie. Annie's going to take that group now. You can go off and take the table in
he
the
feels
back.
No anxiety of any sort. No.
And quite honestly, I think he'll be this way the rest of his life. No matter what story he tells or what experience he has.
He is pretty right. All right, Cardinals baseball coming up on KMOX 210 for the pregame show, and then the first pitch 3:05. Rest of the week looks normal, although there's supposed to be a lot of rain tomorrow, so we'll see what that does. Ranj pointed out, could end up with a doubleheader on Wednesday, which I know all of us in the room would be horrified by.
I'm just devastated.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Be terrible.
I didn't stop. I should stop trying to predict what they'll do with rain delays.
I know.
You're the worst. You're the worst I've ever seen, actually.
Forever. Forever. Because you think, this is why they would do this, and there's an off day, so clearly they're going to play this, but then they never do it. They never do the thing you think they're going to do.
Well, one of the things that's hard to predict, because everybody that follows knows that
the decisions are different, right? So if it's before the game starts, the home team decides. And once the game starts, it's Major League Baseball's decision. Mm. So it's like there's two. So you never know exactly what the motivations are of home teams. Mm-hmm. They could be like, well, we really don't have a starter for this one. So, boy, wouldn't it be great if we didn't play this one? Mm-hmm. Like, you just never know fully the motivations are, or, you know, whether they're looking at the same forecast. But, yeah, it's not as predictable as it should be. You would think it'd be a lot simpler. What Ronge talks about and what I think what I always think of is basically the player's perspective. Like, the players hate giving up off days later in the year, and they hate coming back to a city that they don't come back to for just mm-hmm. one game. Mm-hmm. So they would much rather just do the doubleheader and all that. But owners hate doubleheaders because it tends to kill attendance.
Unless you do a split.
But even then, it makes it tough because a lot of the times the people can't come back the next day from the game, and then you got to do the refund thing, or not really refund. Nobody refunds anything anymore. They just give you a credit. That you can use at a future game is basically how that ends up working.
We'll see. I don't mind. Whatever they do is fine now. And especially just from a, no one cares about this, but from a person who used to cover it every day, it's the new way that baseball's played with all of the rules about speeding it up and that. It makes a doubleheader not bad.
No.
Seriously, it makes it like manageable. It doesn't feel like you're settling in for 8 hours of baseball.
Oh, man. Both of us have done that, and it's a lot.
And guess what? For people, the games are shorter, but they're watching for longer.
Yeah.
Because they know they're not settling in for a 3.5-4-hour game.
I can't remember if I mentioned. I think I mentioned it when Dave was in last week, but the average viewership numbers, the demographics getting younger mm-hmm. over the last couple years. National TV ratings are up. Attendance is up. Now, it's not up like 20%. It's up a few percent, but that's still up. And I don't think there's any question that on TV, because it's not, I don't think people at a game, would you guys agree? When you're at a game, nobody's there counting minutes. It's like, this game needed to be 2 hours and 30, and it was 2:45. Nobody cares about 15 minutes when you're out there having fun. But at home, it can be a little more noticeable.
Well, think about it. If you're at home and you're deciding what you're going to watch, if you watch a game of any kind, you're expecting that you're going to finish the game because you want to see how
it
ends.
Right.
So if you're at home thinking about, what can I watch? This is going to be 2 hours. Or this baseball game that's going to be four. I'm not settling. I'm not going to watch 4 hours of baseball. I think a lot of people calculate. Well, yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, you're a diehard.
Well, and there are weird psychological elements to it as well. And I don't know if I'm in the minority here with this, but like with podcasts, I have some favorite people, commentators, pundits that I listen to. When it's like an hour and 15 minutes, no problem, I listen to it. But when I see a podcast that's over 2 hours, I don't even start it. I can't do it.
Totally.
And it's weird, like, because you can always stop, but
and
it doesn't
back,
matter.
Yeah.
But right. I never start a 2 hour podcast. There's actually one author in general, or in particular, I should say, who has a 2 hour podcast. And I love this journalist, and I've never even started it because I can't do it. I can't do the 2 hour one.
Mm. Yeah, I think I think it matters a lot just knowing how much time you have to devote to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, with sports, you don't want to watch unless you get to watch until the game's over.
Right, you want to complete.
That's the most important part.
And I know things don't make sense, but it's the same reason why Amazon has like one click. Two clicks was not that hard, and I would say certainly one click between one click and two clicks is not going to make a difference with how much people buy. But I would have been very wrong.
Yeah,
it's weird how little. The tiniest barrier gets knocked down mm-hmm. and it can increase your sales or viewership or listenership exponentially.
Yeah. It's one of like if you're looking at one of the reasons why people are sticking around too in baseball, but I think this is true of TV shows and movies as well. When something drags on too long, you're taking the good stuff and you're stretching it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where when you compress it, it's just that much better. It's what makes like Game of Thrones, those episodes so good because there's a lot in that hour. And if you stretched it out to an hour and a half, it would still be as much good, but there'd be a lot more downtime. Mm-hmm. And that's what baseball was. And it's more compressed now, which makes it that much more grabby. Not in the you got a bug on you kind of way.
Watch some baseball. It'll grab you.
Cardinals baseball coming up next on KMOX.